All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple moments once the numbers stabilize. I'm not expecting 1,000 people to be here because it's the day after fucking Christmas. Just because we were busting our asses upstairs does not mean that we want people to neglect their family or whatever your Christmas plans were. So probably going to be a shorter fireside, but I want people to know what is up. Generally go through the news as we get ready for what's coming in January. Really quick at the start of the fireside, I want to give Zentar a shout out for donating enough Tritanium to the Alliance to build like 420 plus fucking battleships and a bunch of other shit. Smoke battleship fleets every day. Yeah, that's pretty badass, dude. Thank you. Kazanir, I don't know if you want to like Kaz, did you have anything that you wanted to talk about on the like on the finance side fireside wise, or is that all going to be Kremlin?
Unmute myself three places. Well, just briefly, yeah, I wanted to reiterate the thanks. We have been working on the overall donation and supercap insurance program in the background. Things are going well. A lot of those donations, like we just mentioned, have been stuff that turns out to be, like I was saying a few weeks back, part of the bulk of our couch cushion and ends up being minerals. We're making battleships and dreads out of that stuff. Really, a lot of the materials that are being donated have been used. So we are planning to do the war bond coming up to cover the cost of cores, like we've been discussing. I'm planning to send out a broadcast later, probably right after the fireside or a little later today to GSISC, and we'll have a discussion in the GSISC Jabber channel about potential mechanisms for the war bond on how we want to calculate interest rates and what people are interested in. I think that is pretty much it, though. So just if you're interested in that and you have money you want to invest and get a return on, be aware of that. That discussion will be happening. You should see a broadcast. Other than that, that's pretty much it. We're in fairly good shape.
Sweet. Okay.
To everybody.
So I kind of want to give people a general overview. I mentioned last week on the fireside, we mentioned that Fraternity had had a fireside and said this or about that about it. The important thing there is that they made it known that there is going to be, and we have to, and again, guys, keep in mind, I know, and we had to like look this up in the Kremlin meeting to figure it out, because my God, I get that the enemy put T5ZI down 6 weeks ago. I get that they posted up next to 1DQ1 a month and a half ago, promising that they're going to burn all of our shit down, right? I know. We have to assume that the enemy is competent, that the enemy is aggressive. We have to assume the worst case scenario when it comes to our enemy, even when we call them PASPY, right? So when FRT last week, and I got up before you guys and we're talking about that fireside, the Norris gave and stuff, when the enemy is saying that there is going to be a big push in January, even as Brave's combat forces are collapsing, even as Legacy is visibly under stress, even as the Watchmen Alliance in Legacy, which you might not have known existed until you saw a bunch of their SOV drop and catch, even as that alliance no longer exists and is totally rejoining other Legacy alliances, even as the enemy falters, all right, we must assume the worst, and we must be prepared for a January push from the foe. So I know that it can be a bit weird to get here in all these firesides and hear me say, dig the fuck in, get ready to defend. But it is a defensive war. Even as the enemy is faltering, that in many ways is when they're at their most dangerous. What we're seeing now amongst our enemies is that they are going to need someone to blame for this thing not working. And I think we all kind of know that the blame is going to end up on Vili and Progod's heads, right? Like, they kind of kicked the whole thing off. Legacy are very much the disorganized cowards in this whole scenario. PanFam has been doing a very respectable job of attempting to burn our shit down, in many cases burning a bunch of our shit down, not enough to really make an impact to us as like our survival or our holding Delve or living in Delve, but you know, credit to PanFam. The Legacy situation is pretty fucking hilarious. But this also means, as they are watching victory slip from their grasp, recognizing the fact that goons are still in Delve, that we're not going anywhere, that the Imperium is actually stronger than it was at the start of the war, because nothing, again, it's basic sociology. If they really wanted us to like wander off, you know, if they wanted to really fuck us over, they could have just like not attacked us and let us stagnate for years. But oh no, now I had to put the entire Imperium in a trench together against the rest of the fucking galaxy. So no surprises there. Our sort of intra-coalition bonds are stronger than they've ever been. They really fucked it up. And by really fucking it up, that means that now, as we are getting closer to this big January counteroffensive, which is going to totally turn things... actually, they're on offense. We're doing the counteroffensive, but, you know, it seems a little weird. It's kind of hard to describe what the enemy is doing. I want you guys to dig in and assume the worst and assume that they're going to come at us fucking hard through this next month. Like, they're going to be doing some big final push, and we cannot assume that they will be past me. We have to assume the worst. And worst case scenario, if they do not actually deliver a big January counteroffensive, then we will take all of this preparation that we are doing for a big January counteroffensive, and we will make good on our promises to the galaxy, to PASPI, to anybody who's watching this shit. That will be to go after fucking Test. Like, we're continuing. We are cleaving through Brave into Test. That is our organizational direction. That is not changing. So yes, Test is fucking next. Like I said, one of the interesting things about this war has been, through all of its ups and downs, how broadly the chessboard is as we predicted it would be months ago. We said that the enemy was going to run out of energy. They were going to falter, that they were they're going to deploy keep stars at us and hope that we go away. And now, one of the things I want you guys to understand, we are on the verge of winning the single most difficult war in the history of fucking online video games, period. The Great War was 3 years long, but it involved less people than this, and we were actively campaigning for only like 3 months at a go in the Great War. The Imperium has been actively campaigning since May, when we deployed the Jeff North, and then the enemy started responding to our deployment, revealing that they were planning this. We have been at war for going up to 8 months. No one has pulled that off, and the credit to that is to you motherfuckers. Everybody else in this game has, when confronted with the level of pressure that you guys have dealt with, has broken inside of 3 months. So the enemy is going, why aren't they going to Serenin? Goons are going to leave at any time. And then they're holding their dicks in T5ZI. And I don't really blame them for that, because if I was on the PanFam side, I wouldn't want to be storming the gates of 1DQ1 if I had to trust, you know, Vili and Progod, right? Like, I think that if PanFam was cloned and we were fighting two PanFams instead of PanFam and Legacy, we would be in a very different situation, right? So again, like, the messaging on this is important. Like, you don't want to, you know, we don't want to like throw too much shit PanFam's way. We want to acknowledge that they have been doing damage, and we want to make sure that Test gets blamed for this whole thing, because we are going to go cleave through Test. Test continues to be the group that we are going to be punishing and focusing on, and all of their quislings, and that, unfortunately for Brave, includes Brave currently, so sucks to be them. Alright, so why am I herfing all these blurfs? We have had this Christmas truce. That's great. That's all well and good. Some of our enemies, like that red line dude, was herfing all these blurfs, but I was a big metagame thing. That was not the case, but whatever. The reality is, though, that the enemy will have to. They are on offense. I know it can be a little weird at times to remember that they are on offense. We are on defense. But they have to start this thing up from a cold start now, in the aftermath of the Christmas truce. And us, as the defenders, we must make that as difficult as fucking possible. We must demonstrate to the entire fucking galaxy that we are not going anywhere. We have not gone anywhere anytime soon. We are not going anywhere anytime soon. We are digging the fuck in, and we are getting ready for this shit. And again, the line is simply, bring it. Now, if they don't bring it, if they point out that it would be foolish to attack 1DQ1 in any serious way when Test and Brave are as breathtakingly incompetent as they are, I'm not going to throw stones at Pan Pan Board. I wouldn't be storming the gates of 1DQ1 if I was in their position, if they were relying on Vili and Pearl God to be able to pull it off. I think their hesitation is something that is entirely respectable in that regard. But that hesitation on the part of the enemy will only exist if we keep putting in the hours, if we keep doing the work. Victory is in sight. This war is ours to lose. And one of the things I just got done telling the Kremlin guys, like, you know, once we get to the other side of this thing, the entire galaxy, and, you know, I want people to think through the implications, because it's not just about survival. It's not just about winning a defensive war. It's not just about Test is next and getting revenge for this. I want you guys to think the entire galaxy came at us because we were the 900-pound gorilla. And they have failed. They will fail. And then they did all this work to come at us. And again, credit to PanFam, their victory condition is a little bit different. If Horde wants to say that they just wanted to get us back in terms of asset damage, that's fine, like, whatever. Give them a gold star. But for the Test guys and all the people that really drank the Gurgoon Kool-Aid, they fucking came at the kings of this galaxy and they missed. And what is that going to look like for? It's going to be fun for us. It's going to be a really, really entertaining place for us to be in when we get to the other side of this. Won't necessarily be so entertaining for Legacy and their leftovers, but it'll be fun for us. What happens when the entire galaxy comes at the 900-pound gorilla and fails? It becomes a 1,200-pound gorilla. So keep that in mind when you are digging into these trenches and getting ready, because as Asher will often make reference to, he's much better at sports analogies, and I've learned a lot about boxing from Asher secondhand. As he always says, when a fighter is exhausted and is on the ropes, they're going to start taking wild swings. They're going to get desperate. They're going to say, maybe if we just slam into 1DQ1, maybe we just slam into Helm's Deep. You know, let's get something going. Maybe goons will break. Right. And it's our job to be ready for that such that we don't break, so that we continue to see them off and do what you glorious motherfuckers have been doing. Again, every time it gets tiring, every time it gets dark, remember, no one has ever done this before in the history of EVE Online. No one has held out against impossible odds for so long. Glory is in sight. And we will. And this is an important thing. If we pull it off, it's going to be fucking amazing. It is going to be fucking amazing. And I think we're headed to that. But it's our war to lose. It's our war to just assume is going to be okay. We have a lot of puppies to put to the sword. So that's where we stand overall in terms of, like, the big picture shit. Now I'm going to dive into some of the details here. All right. So let's see. We already talked about Brave having issues. There's lots of evidence of our counteroffensive working. I mean, just take a look at the fucking map of Catch. That's working out super well. Pretty pleased with that. Very pleased about the activity levels. What's up?
We popped in MNC. Also, we popped one of the test important to keep a star, and Jumpbridge iHubs was popped a couple days ago. So, like, it's spreading outside of Catch now, too.
Yeah, the situation is excellent. So, that's going well. We have the finance team is doing their thing, so we're not particularly worried about, like, oh my god, what are we gonna do about it? It is a concern, obviously. It's just that we have a bunch of very smart people and a better organization than our enemies. We are gonna have an announcement about, like, Warbot and shit like that next week. We had Kaznir had a whole bunch of finance things that I barely understand that he was talking to the Kremlin about earlier. So one of the things, this is just, like, let's see, action item here. Oh, okay. One other thing. So in times like this, if you have a super cap, and if you're selling a super cap, and you get contacted by somebody who seems a little weird that wants to buy the super cap, and I'm wondering that this person might be trying to smuggle it out if they look a little suspicious. I wanted to reiterate what our policy on that is. If you are contacted by an ally, if you were involved in a super cap sale or transaction or something, and if it looks fishy or there's something odd, like this person has been in the Imperium for like 3 days and they want to buy a Titan, there are basically a couple things you could do. If it is a ally within the Imperium, you can report that to Corps Diplo. If it is a member of Goonswarm and you're like, this person looks like a spy or they look shady, you report that to Anominate and the director of Goonfucker Affairs crew. And if you're like, who the hell are these people? How do I find out who's who? You can find out who's in Corps Diplo just by putting it in the wiki or looking at the in-game description of Goonswarm. Or, this is another thing we're talking with the Kremlin about, or you can skip all that and just scream for help to your Kremlin representative. You don't know who's in the Kremlin. Anybody who's like a corp, full director, CEO, and subdirectors of various entities are all in the Kremlin. And so basically you can scream for help in that way if you are confused about how to navigate who to get in touch with. So it's basically just if you see something, say something. And that's how. If it's an allied situation, yell for help for Corps Diplo. If it's an internal thing, yell for help at Anominate. And if you are confused about who to yell for help to, just ask in your corp, and the Kremlin will point you in the right direction. All right. I did also contract a Falcon to Mad Cows yesterday for Christmas. It was pretty awesome. That was actually a gift from Jay. It didn't really come from me, but I was happy to help. There's going to be no meta show today because it is Christmas. I was, you know, initially speaking, I was kind of like, well, we're not going to do meetings today because it's the day after Christmas. And we ended up doing a bunch of meetings because the enemy is saying that they're going to attack on January. So whole Kremlin got together. You know, we got everybody who was around on December 26th to plan and do things. Turns out there was a lot of people. So it's pretty cool. It's good shit. We have to assume that the enemy is gonna play optimally, and that they are going to come at us as hard as possible. And the best way that we can make sure that we are prepared for that, and also to better incentivize them to leave and let us kill, brave, and test without any interference, is by digging the fuck in like the glorious bunch of psychopaths that you are, and getting ready for the shit. Here's a question from ARPS. Z-kill activity graphs show goons down 12% over the last 3 weeks and test 16%. Is the downward trend a concern, or is it a case of people not logging in so much because the enemy are doing basically fuck all, so there's no point? We actually have... yeah, actually, go for it.
Okay, so that Z-kill activity graph is it's useful in the sense that it's data, but the data it shows is not particularly accurate. Zenaria is saying it's not showing logi, but that's not really like that's true for everyone. What it shows is that they are using capitals a lot, and in the last few weeks we have not. And so when you look at the numbers, their numbers are including capitals, and ours, like, how many of you have seen a capital fleet like be on our side be used in the last 3 weeks? Like it's they've only formed a few. Unless you've been camping the E3 gate, that's the only way you'll probably have gotten a Capcom out, which is the only way you'll show up in that graph. But they've been using theirs to kill structures. So our numbers are roughly the same as theirs without our capitals being used and with theirs. So they're getting a big boost from having capitals. So I think what you're actually seeing there is you're seeing their numbers are actually much lower than they think they are. I don't think this is something we should, like, I know this is a fireside, so some people will listen to it, but I don't think it's something we should be, like, trumpeting all over Reddit and whatever. I don't think there's, like, a benefit to saying all that, but their numbers are down, and ours are actually, like, ours are steady. So, I think that we are in, like, a much better place, but I think that they're going to look at those numbers and not realize it.
I'm thinking that at the end of in our glorious victory, one of the things I'm looking forward to most is to promote Asher to in addition to being, you know, overall military head honcho, but maybe if he keeps this up, to be the 21st best FC in the Imperium. I'm very impressed with all
I've
of
got
this.
Tears in my eyes.
21st.
It's a Christmas.
Even skip a couple call. Steps. It'd be amazing. All right. Anyway, jokes aside, no, it's been absolutely amazing seeing what our military as a whole has been pulling off. Again, I want you guys, you know, I'm not just saying the stuff about the greatest war in the history of online gaming to try to like jack everybody off and make you feel good or whatever. It's like, this is a, like one of the things, it's important to step back and look at the actual accomplishments that we have already pulled off here, because that will give us will and strength and resilience for the tests to come. And for, of course, that wasn't intended to be a test as next reference, but we are also going to have to use the opportunity of legacy cascading the moment that the PanFam people take the sort of continue to reduce their forces or whatever they end up doing in any capacity. We're not just going to let tests sit next door to us and get away with this shit. So I need you guys not just in the trenches ready to defend. I need you hungry for fucking blood, because there's a lot of killing work to be done. Just in the aftermath of defending Dell, we have got to make sure that there are consequences for what Test has attempted to do. We need to make an example of them. Otherwise, the rest of the galaxy is just going to come and try this thing again. We need to show people that when people come after the Imperium, things happen in the same way that things happen to CO2. Now, maybe it won't be a disband. Maybe it won't be this, that, the other thing. I mean, I personally would just want to go over there and do what we've been doing to Brave and just sort of stomp the shit out of all of them, burn down their crap, and humiliate their leaders repeatedly in public forever. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a blast. All right. Let me see if there's... I haven't taken questions yet. Let's take some questions. Let's see what I got going on. What did I get for Christmas? A really nice bong, and my girlfriend and I got a couple of fancy aquariums. We are turning into fish keeping nerds. Well, she's always been into aquarium stuff, and so we got a 29 gallon, a fancy 10 gallon, and we're basically building a penthouse for this beta fish that we were particularly enthused by. Also, it's a Blackleaf 6 perk bong. It's pretty nice. I'm getting pretty blasted on it. If there was a meta show, what color shirt would it be? I would probably wear a red shirt, but it would turn into a black shirt show. Let's put it like that. Because I came up here today to show people the chessboard and try to whatever, but I didn't expect to be cackling with my like evil smug laugh. But the chessboard is excellent for us currently. And again, currently that means we've got to do more work. We have to secure that victory. We can't jack ourselves off and assume that everything is going to be fine. Like, there is a ton of work to do, but that ton of work to do is particularly bound by this hypothetical, but we have to take it as real, hypothetical huge January push that the enemy is talking about publicly. So you guys need to be ready. We got to be prepared. I am confident that we are ready. I am confident that we will be ready if we keep working as we have been. This is ours to lose. Did the bad guys hold up the peace over Christmas? Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of like minor, a couple of structures randomly got shot on both sides, but by and large, like there was no diplomatic issues of like, oh my God, Christmas truce, we're mad at each other. I think that, I mean, fuck, you know, one of the things that we're finding here is that, you know, the PanFam guys are far more, in general, respectable and reasonable, as puppies go, than the legacy side. Right? A bunch of you guys played fucking Griffin Ball, with Horde, yesterday. So, you know, that's cool. Is it possible to build an empire economy strong enough that we don't need to use war bonds to avoid direct offensive impact in future? All those questions about like using, like, there's nothing wrong with using war bonds, right? We have done these kind of things before, not in my administration, but it's something that we did in the far past. And one of the great advantages that we have, like, here's the thing about war bonds, guys. One of the reasons why we can do that, and when I say we, I mean Bunswarm and the Imperium, is that we have built up such goodwill with our members over, in the case of Goonswarm, since it's been around since fucking 2005, our dudes know that we're good for it, right? And so one of the advantages that we have that we are leveraging at a strategic level is the fact that we are able to essentially securitize the finance of our organization. Now, I don't think they're actually going to be securities, but if you know securitization, blah, 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 basically we can raise capital to do these kind of things because we have an organization based upon the rule of law that has lots of credibility. And goons, we have created an environment where you have a bunch of extremely wealthy individual goons because we created a system and a society where everybody can benefit, right? There you go. So that's an advantage that I intend to leverage, right? In theory, we could try to not do it, but like if you basically think about it like this, if you could do an IPO and your enemies couldn't do an IPO, you'd do a fucking IPO and then leverage all that shit to turn it into war material to crush the foe. And that's exactly what I intended to do, right? Like that's, I can't finance my way out of a paper bag, but Kaznir and the new blood in the finance team collectively absolutely can do that.
Yeah, let me give clarity on the question about the...
We're not doing an IPO or securities or whatever. Kaznir, don't look to me for the actual like facts of the finance stuff. Just my broad intent. Kaznir, explain what did I fuck up there?
How much of Federation can I own is what I want to know.
Oh my god. I want to...
Goon coin.
Is this thing on?
B coins. I have no fucking idea. I'm just being shitty about this. I'm not a crypto guy. I have no idea how any of that shit works. I'm a fucking boomer at this point. Did Kaznir's mic die?
They were saying they can hear me. I wanted to answer the economic question. Like, the economy in Delve was strong. Like, our economy was good. We're going to make it good in whatever the next iteration is when there is one. Really, all that is going on here is that we very deliberately spent a large amount of blood and treasure to stall the enemy's progress during the war. We killed all those Keepstars. We reimbursed all of that stuff. We staged the Enho fight. And that had a real, real impact just in terms of delaying that. And we've continued to invest in that. We're spending as much money as we can on reimbursements and on military fleets to stall them now and to mess with them in T5Z. And meanwhile, we're essentially pretending to be broke everywhere else we can, not because we are broke, but because we know that there's a lot of unexpected possibilities and we need the money and the material we do have to be able to respond to those. So like Mittens was saying, the war bond is an opportunity for us to say, there's all this other risk sitting out there. We can get access to it by paying a small return. We want to talk about doing that because it's an opportunity for us to have more flexibility and opportunity to do more stuff to shit on these guys.
I mean, a best case scenario is one of the things that we've seen throughout this war is that the enemy doesn't understand us, right? They don't understand what they were attacking. And, you know, you can get all Sun Tzu about it if you want. But it is a tremendous advantage that we have that they take anything that I say at a fireside as being like insane spin. And they don't really engage with any of this stuff because they think that I'm a cult leader and I'm just like lying repeatedly to you guys. So like when we talk about these things on a fireside, it's kind of nice because, you know, and I'm not just pulling this out of my ass. When I say that the bad guys don't understand us, there's evidence of this in the fact that they thought we would go to Saarinen. They thought we would break in 3 months. They genuinely believe that we are basically the organization that like Olmeca accuses us of being, that we're only interested in crabbing and that we don't really care about each other. And like, you know, oh, goons will break and run because blah, blah, blah. Well, we didn't. And all of their theories of the case regarding us have been failures. However, one of the things that I think is really interesting as an opportunity for us with the war bonds and the general fact that we have been able to debt finance or donation finance aspects of this war, it is very significant that after sounding the horn of Gundor, we've had so many old school goons come back and just shove war material at us because they want us to win and they know that we must win. And so we're all in it together and this is what we're doing. But the enemy doesn't really have that kind of credibility built up, in my mind at least. And I could be wrong, and you know we'll find out whether I'll be proven wrong, and that's fine. I don't think that the enemy has strong enough cultures and organizations to be able to do what we are going to do. So an ideal scenario, if we're going to win this thing, is to make sure that it is going to be as utterly painful to the enemy financially as possible. If they think that we are on our financial last legs, which we're not, but if they want to believe that we are, And then they start their big January counteroffensive, and because we're all fucking fired up and hot to trot, and we keep kicking their fucking asses, and they say, oh, January 12th, you're going to run out of money. And we basically just snort lines out of the fucking mini love cash, and then Kazimir and the finance team get up and, you know, work whatever magic it is that they're going to magic. And then we just hoover up a whole bunch of fucking capital. And then we are well capitalized, and then the enemy is not, and is not going to be able to do that. And then, you know, every ISK that we have gets basically just gets turned around and dumped back to you guys in the form of SRP. Like, that's basically where the money goes, is fuel costs, SRP, and, you know, the general order of business. So in modern EVE, especially as CCP is busy trying to do the whole famine thing, there is a direct relation between military capacity and finance, right? And that is something that we have been very good at, and I want us to keep being good at it. So that's sort of like where we're going with this. And if the bad guys are at the verge of bankruptcy, in many cases they are, like, they are going to have to, like, when January 12th happens, they're going to have to do something too. They are also facing the core situation as we are. In many cases, they have bankrupted themselves or gotten close to bankrupt, as we've seen evidence of within Brave, evidence of within Legacy. Alliances, like when we stole all of the Requiem internal wallet and their total liquid assets when we disbanded Requiem, was like 91 billion ISK liquid for an entire mid-sized Legacy alliance. It's like a rounding error for us. So, you know, in a situation where we win this thing, I want us to win this thing and have way more money than the enemy and have the enemy be running on fumes, because it'll make the revenge rampage more entertaining. Can we force PanFam back home if we deployed a squad in their space and Tosis-ing and destroying stuff? Well, that would probably count as future plans for bingo, and so that's your future plan square, guys, if there is a future plans bingo square. It's a good question. It's a reasonable question, but obviously I couldn't answer that. We do have a bunch of forces in Legacy's backfield that are very active, not just a bunch of forces. We have the entire fucking initiative, as well as various SIGs and squads that shall not be named, doing some really incredible work out there, which is something that Asher was touching on earlier. So we are definitely doing the counteroffensive thing, but it's aimed more at Brave and Test than at PanFam. Alrighty, I'm gonna take another couple questions, and then I'm gonna wander off and actually go fish shopping with my girlfriend, because this is very exciting. Actually, I've never really been into the whole aquarium thing until we got a betta fish that was very, very, very cute, and I didn't realize that fish could have personalities. And now we have fish tanks, so there you go. Like, unironically, like, the zero irony. That's not a metaphor for anything, or like actually like getting into fish stuff. All right. Also, my girlfriend just brought me a fucking hamburger, so I am going to fuck off, eat this thing, and then go fish shopping. I think it's going to be pretty exciting. We're looking to populate a community tank and a 29-gallon community tank and a fucking... it'll be freshwater to begin with. We're thinking about saltwater later. We're not getting a flower horn. I don't even know what a flower horn is. That's a flower horn. Actually, sounds like a type of weed delivery device, because it's like a volcano.
Everything sounds like a weed delivery device to you.
That's true.
They look like they've got a tumor, and they're super aggressive. They'll like bite you and shit. It's amazing.
Huh?
Yeah, look them up. I'll send you. I'll put some links in.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming, guys. I really appreciate it. Again, keep on keeping on. The enemy's going to do this big push in January. We just need to keep at it. Keep fighting, keep being bastards, never give up, never give in. One day longer than the enemy, one op longer than the enemy. Let's fucking do this. I will see you all next week, and then I will tell you what is in my aquariums next week. So turn up.